The pumpkin is just another vegetable in India. We fry it, sauté it, grate it, but no one carves it into a jack-o'-lantern. But even if Halloween has not been embraced with the marketing fervor of Valentine's Day in India, there is no shortage of ghosts here. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. We grew up with ghost stories, like the British Governor General, whose carriage, drawn by four horses, is rumored to appear at his old mansion every New Year's Eve, while its ghostly master rummages in the house for misplaced papers. Our most famous filmmaker, Satyajit Ray, sang the song of the King of Ghosts himself in a children's film he made in the 60s. In India today, ghosts, or as we call them here, bhoots, are oddly popular. Once every film needed a sexy cabaret dancer to get the cash registers ringing. Now we need ghosts. Even the great Satyajit Ray's son, Sandeep Ray, has jumped on the ghost bandwagon. He took three ghost stories, two written by his own father, and turned them into a film.
Hey, kire?
Bengal's greatest living actor, Soumitra Chatterjee, recently hammed it up as a ghostly king in a film called Adbhut. It's never been more fun to be dead in cinema. When Little Cold Spear said,
"I see dead people."
In The Sixth Sense, a chill ran down our spines. In the recent Bengali film, The Jewelry Box, when the young bride sees her husband's dead aunt, the audience bursts out laughing. This ghost craves dried fish, plots extramarital affairs, and wants to know what sex feels like. She says all this sin piety business is nonsense. She knows, because now that she's dead, she has first-hand information. The sleeper hit that kicked off this spooky craze was Bhuter Bhobishyat, or The Future of Ghosts. A property developer sets his greedy sights on the old mansion a band of ghosts call home. The ghosts complain they don't count for much in modern India. They are neither voters nor consumers. Eventually, they take their future into their own hands and form a cooperative resistance movement, a spirited chorus. They decide to scare the living daylights out of the promoter, not because they're particularly interested in being scary, but because it's a matter of survival. It's a feel-good movie, but in reality, the days of ghosts might be numbered. You see, our ghosts are quite social. Occasionally, they might break necks, but they usually share space with the living fairly amiably. But space itself is a luxury now. We just don't have room in a modern city of 750 square foot, two-bed, two-bath apartments for entire spectral family trees anymore. Ghosts need moldering mansions and mature trees, like the one where this Shakchunni ghost chortles nasally in a children's cereal. The buildings are being demolished. The old trees are gone. My friend San Francisco writer Andrew Lamb once remembered his grandmother worrying that his grandfather, who had died during the Vietnam War, had never once visited her in her dreams in America. Andrew wrote, "Child, grandmother would sometimes ask me, do you think ghosts can cross the ocean?" There's something even sadder about the notion of ghosts facing their expiration date at home. The maker of Bhuter Bhobishyat has a new film out, a sort of modern-day Aladdin. Its tagline is, this time, not a ghost, but a genie. The ghosts of the new India might be doomed to an eternity of going up and down the escalators at some shiny new mall listening to Muzak. A fate worse than death. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.